vibe? Everything going okay with you today? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm okay. Check it out. Look at my foot. I'm like a 60-year-old man.
What'd you do? Whoa, God!
I got an ankle brace on.
What'd you do?
My whole body is jacked up.
Me
man.
Too!
I'm too fat to run.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And I do it anyways, and it's really just taking a toll on me. My knee, my ankle, and I finally just couldn't walk today, so I went had to go to CVS and get a brace for my ankle. It's a little bit better now.
You need to find a pool that you could just swim every day, because then it's low impact. You know, you're out there running like a crazy person.
Yeah, I hear that that's the best exercise, but I just feels like swimming just wouldn't do it for me. I'm not a strong swimmer either.
Right.
So I kind of just doggy paddle when I do swim.
I don't know.
So I don't really know how to swim, if that makes any sense, where I would actually get activity from it and breathe hard and stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Just treading water, just kind of kicking your feet, probably good exercise, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go. I went and looked into this chiropractor. I have a chiropractor, but he's moved offices so many times I don't even know where he is anymore.
Gotcha.
So I went and got a recommendation from this one, and it was my guy was raving about it. Oh, it's awesome. They got these machines to like put you in it. It's like an X-ray type of thing. It shows exactly where your problems are. Ah. A little pop, snap, and then you're back into place. Because I feel like I'm almost walking a weird way, because it's like
your gait's off.
Not, yeah, kind of, but it feels like my spine is crooked or something, because my back strap back here on the right side hurts. It's my right knee and now my right ankle. So it's like I'm walking weird or something. Got something jammed up in there, lodged.
Ouch.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly it is. But,
yeah.
So, yeah, they said you got this device that they could see inside, like an X-ray, shows exactly where you're in pain, boom, pop, snap, now you're back together. So I go, okay, how much is that? And I called the office, and they were like, well, you're in it. They always get you with the initial.
Yeah.
They're like, it's $60 for the visit. And I go, okay, that's not bad. I could do that. They're like, okay, well, new patient is $250.
Ah!
I'm like, God damn it. All
right. That's not how you welcome people.
That I can't really do, right? I just had to buy plane tickets, go to another stupid wedding. Like, I'm hemorrhaging cash.
Yeah.
Right now.
I feel you, so, playa.
I'm just going to be in pain and wear ankle braces for a little while.
We bought a damn new TV this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be coming to the house on Tuesday. And I got an email like, it's going to be delayed until Thursday. And it's coming from Davenport, which isn't far away. I almost want to like call customer service like, can I just come get it? Like Saturday, like can I just
come pick it up?
Yeah,
from the warehouse. Yeah,
it's a big ass TV, but I mean, we'll take her Jeep Cherokee and just go out and put that in, get that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I need my TV. I'm watching a 40-inch TV like a goddamn caveman right now.
40-inch TV.
It's ridiculous.
You poor baby.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I know.
My God.
And that's the one out of my studio, and I had to replace the one in my studio with one I had in my closet. It was my very first LCD TV. It's a 19-inch Samsung LCD TV. And you want to know what I paid for it in 2009?
Of $499.
Wow.
Nailed it?
I don't have my ding-ding up.
Wow.
Yeah, you nailed it, dude. Because I was back then I was co-hosting a very popular podcast that ended up moving out to California. And shortly after, you know, a couple years later, I was on the radio here and I had my own podcast. But one of the big listeners of that podcast, super, super rich guy, for Christmas, gave me a $500 Circuit City gift card. Remember Circuit City?
Of course.
And I was like, whoa, I got $500 for Circuit City. What am I going to buy? And I saw that 19-inch flat screen LCD TV.
Oh, what a beaut.
And, dude, I hooked up my Xbox. I was playing Call of Duty on that 19-inch TV, feeling like a champion.
Yeah, it was state-of-the-art.
Now I look at it, it's a goddamn iPhone. Mm. 19 inches? Come on.
19 inches used to be big.
And it's
not anymore.
And it's not even really that clear, like, now that, you know, that LCD technology.
Yeah,
like, I was watching the Rays game on it today, and I'm like, yeah, that is not a good picture. It's barely above standard definition, you know? So like,
well, it's just like at that time, it was mind-blowing. It's like the PlayStation 2 graphics. I remember when I had that, and I was like, this could not look any more real.
Oh, Dreamcast?
This is insane.
Yeah.
Now I see the games, I'm like, okay, that's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a movie. That's not a game.
Yeah, the TV we ordered, it's got unbelievably beautiful screen. Like, it's rated, because you know me, I do a deep dive in all the reviews and everything, and I went and followed like five different tech review guys on YouTube. One guy's got over a million subscribers, and this guy was all over this TV. He coined it the best budget TV is what they're calling it, because these TVs can go up to a few thousand dollars now for these OLED QLEDs and all this stuff, these liquid technologies. And the one I got, it's rated as high as a lot of those, but right at under $1,000 for a big ass TV. Mm. So really excited, because the TV I've been watching is 10 years old. It was a good TV for a long time. Really good screen. You've been at a house, you've seen it. It's nice. But man, we jumping into the future. I'm getting the lights on the back too that light up. Like whatever is on the screen, it glows that color on the back. I know that's not, it's been around for a few years, but I ain't never had that.
Is there an advantage to that, or just aesthetics?
It's aesthetics, yeah. Okay. It just makes it like,
it doesn't make the colors pop more to your eye or anything like that.
I don't know. I'll let you know once I start experiencing it. But it looks cool. I know that. I know Whitmore did that with his TV setup and everything. So yeah, I'm excited about it, Will.
Nice.
Goddamn excited.
Enjoy.
Thanks. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. The hotline just keeps ringing. I bet it's somebody.
Just don't.
Thank you for calling. Your phone call to the thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's see who this is. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who this?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's
up?
Hey,
buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to, you kind of threw me in a flashback. The first flat screen TV I bought, man, was got to be 20-some years ago. It was a Sony.
Uh-huh.
And that thing cost me $3,600 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even that big. It was one of the ones I had that was flat on the front, but then it had a little bit of width in the back.
I had one of those pieces of crap. Yeah,
they weren't like the wall mounts. The original flat screen TV.
It was a projection.
Yeah, well, exactly. I don't think it projected from the front to the TV, but it was,
right.
I mean, I know it was like around 2003,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was Circuit City, and that thing set me back, I mean, almost $3,500. I can't believe it. Now I walk in and there's $1,000 TVs, 80-inch, 100-inch.
It's ridiculous, dude. Like, you can get a 55-inch TV for like $300 now, like a nice one.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So yep. I'm having flashbacks of how much money we spent on stupid stuff. Like,
absolutely.
Imagine the original cell phone. I had the original cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
That was $3,300.
Damn. No,
Nokia.
I remember I had one, too. It was like a brick.
The brick.
And you
the
had
brick.
To pay by the yeah. minute. And I thought I was a
Correct.
Pimp. I was DJing in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And the guy hooked me up that was working for GTE at the time. And he's like, yeah, I'll give you a free hookup and all that. You just have to pay for the service. $1 a minute, Will, is how much it costs.
$1 a minute.
Yeah. You know, I used to run a scam because no one had cell phones back then. I was the first person to have that. And we'd be out somewhere partying in the woods. And so I'd be like, hey, I need to call somebody. I'd be like, well, it's about 12, 20 miles route trip to the nearest payphone, or you can give me $3 to make a phone call.
Nice.
But pay my cell phone bill just by using, I'd be like, you can't keep it under a minute, man. A dollar a minute. So,
yeah.
No, I appreciate the flashback, brother.
All the time, dog. I'm a middle-aged mess.
All right.
Thanks, pal. Later. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Dude, you think about all the, I remember having beepers. I used to have a beeper, like, and I remember going to the beeper store and getting accessories, getting a cool clear beeper case.
Yes,
and you could see the electronics on the inside.
It's badass.
Oh my god, to have a pager, dude. You had to have a pager.
I had one when I was a kid.
From what? We're not doctors or drug dealers.
Well, but I got hustled by my parents because I wanted pager just because it was cool.
Oh, you know, yeah.
It was badass.
The coolest.
And, you know, that way if somebody needed to get a hold of you, you could just give them a ringy-ding back.
Oh, my God,
on that guy's phone.
Or you set up codes on it, you know what I mean?
Like, codes, yep, 143,
I had different friends that had different codes that meant different stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I had mine, and I got honor roll. So my mom was like, well, you did good in school, so we're going to reward you with a gift.
You are, nerd.
What do you want? And I was like, well, I want Jordans. And I want a pager. And she goes, well, you could pick one of those things. And then I selected, I don't know if there was any kind of coaching on their end or not. I can't remember, but I picked the pager. So it was like, okay, you got a pager. And then the only people that paged me was my parents, and it was a code. And it was number one, and that meant come home.
Yeah.
And I had no excuse. It used to be the days where they would be like, Bill! Billy!
Yeah.
Billy!
And you just act like you don't hear them while you're in the alleyway throwing bags of pee at people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Plausible deniability there. But now I had no excuse because I had the pager.
That's a great Throwback Thursday segment. We're just taking a trip down memory lane. Yeah, I remember when I first got the pager, too. I was just like, you know, like, I want to tell everybody, here's my beeper number if you need to get a hold of me. What an idiot. I mean, nobody needed to get a hold of me. Nobody. You know, like you said, when we were kids, like, you just come home when you come. You weren't even allowed to be in the house. That's a funny thing now. Now kids, like, the parents won't let them get out of the house. They just sit there and play video games.
Oh, they want to be in the house. Yeah, they don't want to go outside.
But it's so weird because we were told, go outside. Go outside, come home when the streetlights come on. And then sometimes they didn't even care about that. And I saw this lady mention it was a reel or a TikTok a couple of days ago. She's like one of these Gen X influencers. She's funny. I can't think of her name, but she pointed it out too. She goes, they used to have, and then when she jarred my memory because I forgot about it until she mentioned it. They used to have like a PSA on during the 10 o'clock news that said, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are?
Yeah, I remember.
Because parents wouldn't even know. They wouldn't even care if we were out just getting molested or murdered. They're just like, yeah, it's 10 o'clock. Maybe they're here. I don't know.
That was the boomer generation, though. They were like, we're going to Chili's. So,
yeah.
Y'all have a good night, and we're going to go get 2-for-1 Margs. See you later.
Yeah. In 1982, it was, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are? And now, in 2023, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know your child's gender?
Like, ask them their pronouns right now.
Right now. I know they're 6 months old. Just say it. Say it. That would be funny. That'd be a funny TikTok. You go, like, oh my God, they're about to say their first words. What's your gender, baby? Dad, dad. No, 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 no. Save that. Save that. Dad, dad. No, no. Mama. No, 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 no. Tell us what you are.